accomplished in Missouri.
Good. And your program is so much more successful when the farmers used to have to try to kill them and hunt them, because we dealt that with my brother's land when the conservation came in. They had the method of immediately took care of them. Where does Arkansas not have farmland that the hogs destroy them, to where that they would look at the program different?
They do. They do have farmland. There's a lot of forest land in Arkansas as well. And so the thing that we have come up against in Missouri is the culture of hunting hogs.
Yes.
And so in southern Missouri in particular, there's a lot more farmland, a lot of people with a vested interest in eliminating hogs than in northern Arkansas, I believe. And so the efforts that we're making here are kind of coming up against the lack of efforts in Arkansas in a way. So we do still have hogs coming into the state.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more thing that I wanted to bring up is that there is equipment that is in place in some of the counties nearby. So in Berry County and in Ozark County, we have different equipment that landowners can use free of charge if they do encounter feral hog damage on their property. This equipment was purchased by the Missouri Feral Hog Elimination Partnership and put into the counties. So in Ozark County, we have a cultipacker, we have a harrow, and we have a disc. And then in Berry County, we have a no-till drill. And so both of those, all of those equipment can be used in this region if landowners in Taney County have an issue. And that's free of charge for the landowners. They can also be used for other projects, but it is up to the Soil and Water Conservation District to charge for that if it's not being used for feral hog activity.
Okay.
And if they want, they can just call the extension office and get the number of where to call.
So the extension office, or they can contact the Soil and Water Conservation District directly.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
All right, thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Next, we have our monthly budget report. With us, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commission. The end of February's report shows GCR fund at a balance of $17,112,190. Road and Bridge Fund, the CART Fund is ends February at $2,672,628, and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund is at $16,660,874. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $6,265,118, and the sewer fund is at $16,593,802. The total amount of funds through in the county funds current or at the end of February is at $68,991,456. And that is the end of the month of February.
Thank you, sir.
And ARPA right now is?
ARPA currently at the end of February. Is at $3,506,486.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Next on our agenda, we have our court orders. Good morning.
Good morning.
From the Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Kim Lovelace and Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioners. I want to present the personal property abatements to be approved.
Thank you.
Are you talking about the abatement and property add-on report first? Is that what you're talking about? No, you so the abatements? Okay.
Yes, personal
okay.
property abatements.
Label Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of March 11th, 2024.
Second, with the note that those are the paid abatements.
We have a second.
Second with the one.
Second.
Okay. Okay. You said with a note?
Those are paid abatements. Right. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so this is the paid abatement section. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Labeled Exhibit A.
Yep.
So we're approving Exhibit A.
Yep. Second. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to accept the add-ons report as presented by the clerk.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just a note on the add-on report. I noticed 2021 years on it. It just seems strange that we would have add-ons for 2021.
Yes. There are a few.
Typically, you would think that is correction for now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, that's our last order of business we have down here. We are scheduled for a roundtable with our planning and zoning at 9:30 upstairs. I have 9:24 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.